So if you turn to page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book, start with the Sunday prayers. If you have the white binder, turn to the first page titled Kadampa Center Prayers. Start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, and we'll chant that three times. Page 34.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
Welcome home.
Jayata Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Jayata Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Jayata Om Ne Mane Maha Munaye Soha. Now the Medicine Buddha stanza, stanza is on the blue sheet if you have the red, the white binder. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when he heard, dispelled the suffering of the lower realms, dispelled of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Vai. Now let's chant the mantra seven times. Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. Now let's read the four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachments for friends and hatred for him. Let's turn to page 37. And on the bottom page, you see the four immeasurables. So let's chant that. And if you have the white binder, it's the Tibetan words by the music notes. Sen Chen Sam She De Wa Dong De Chenrezig's mantra, eight times, that he's the Buddha of great compassion. And then green Taurus mantra, seven times, she's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay. Well, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Time to learn new meditation positions. I'm not sure I can do that. Frog way up. Meditating. What do you think? Easy to do, hard to do?
Hard.
Be tranquil, how's it? Tranquil? Tranquil.
Tranquil.
Huh? Be tranquil. Probably need to learn how to sit. Thank you very much. So, happy to be back here. So, migrating all over the place. Last 2 months, migrating.
Yeah.
Nothing productive, just wasting time. What we should do? Huh? Maybe ask frog, what does she do? So be tranquil. How do you say? Tranquil. Be tranquil.
Tell us about your travel. Stories from your
trip. What do you think? Frog says, not interesting. I was in California and partially in like Indonesia. So, as I said, doing nothing productive, just hanging out. Just hanging out. So, nothing much to say for the trip. So, so lead the retreat at the Vajrapani for the Kama Abiding meditations. Then went to learn the medicine Buddha, sleep 4 days, day and night. let's talk about a little bit, you know, talk about maybe where's the bank, big ball. That's much better than telling my story about my trip. It's much better. Bring the cushions. So we all focus, okay, please focus on the sound. Focus on the sound. So then I will say something, the reason behind focusing on sound. Maybe you are thinking something, I'm thinking something, everybody probably thinking something now. Thinking something. So we all focus on the sound, okay, sound. Oh yeah. Are we able to focus? One more time. Not make a sound, why? I should not forget it. What happened? Are you able to focus? So now here, one of the Nyingma masters, I don't remember, maybe one of the Nyingma masters, uh, chuji jabu tabu lajin, kosko tabu lajin, that's the name of the master tabu lajin, called, that's road. Check similar like lamrim, it's called tabu tarjin, tabu tarjin. Tarjin is like ornament of liberations. The name of the text called Ornament of Liberations, composed by Tabul Haji. That's why I call Tabu Tarjin. Tabu is the name of the author. The text kind of like name after the authors, you know, Tabu. Tarjin, Ornament of Liberations, Tabu Tarjin. Similar like Lamrim text, composed by one of the Nyingma Master, wonderful Nyingma Master. When you read about six professions, when you reach to the last profession of wisdoms, Lama is trying very hard to guide into the trying to guide us all into the point where you can only feel or experience space. Make sense? Right now it's hot. Why? Because so many popcorns cooking. What do you think? Yes. So many popcorn, and then like so many thoughts is like popping up like popcorn in a microwave, one after another. So that's why we can reach to the point where you can only experience nyamsha namgatavis toni means basically nothing, empty, like space. Nothing empty like space. Oh. So, Lama is trying very hard, all of us to working very hard us to guide into that level. Now what is it? Only empty, which is like space, right there. Right now, because there's so many thoughts. So, the reason I use this gong, so I don't know, maybe you have something to contribute, okay? So my question here, samcha, sambhavichashin, samcha, means something you are thinking about. Something you are thinking about before you come here, something you are thinking about, maybe everybody's thinking about something, so I'm thinking about how to do this sitting positions that teach by Venerable Frog. Samcha, object of thought. Samcha, object of thought. Sambar michashings. Don't think about that. Don't think about object of your thought. Not past, right now. Don't think about the object of your thought. How to do? Okay, please ask yourself, how to do? Don't think about the object of your thought. Whatever you're thinking now, don't think about that. How to do? That's the first step. you could say that in order to reach not really thoughtless state, not really thoughtless state, but except space. Am I making sense? Or I'm making you more confused? We need you focus on the sound, then you are not longer thinking about the object that you are thinking about. Make sense? Samcha, sambar, vichashings. Very important, because this is very powerful meditation. samcha sambar mishashis. Sami paya misam, samda misam misam na teve toni, teve tomba ni tongjus. Teve toni tongjus, teve toni tongjus. Toni tongjus, teve toni tongjus. Samcha sambar mishashis. Don't think about the thing you are thinking about. Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. Kind of funny, but it's not funny. Yeah, actually, this is a very serious thing. should be serious things. So it kind of sounds funny, but it should be very serious things. Samjasambhavmichasin. Don't think about the thing you are thinking about, sir. First one. Don't think you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. That's the second line. So now, so then last one gets a little bit complicated. Samda sami misamna. Now neither. How you say neither? Neither. Neither?
Either way.
Yeah, say in a sentence. Make a sentence. Please make a sentence.
Don't think about either one.
That's a little bit too easy. make it more complicated. So I said, Don't think about either one. Make sense?
Yes.
Now, meditate, no? First meditate, first one. Don't think about the thing you are thinking about, how you meditate. Say, for example, I'm thinking about chocolate chip cookies. So when you say, oh, Gishila, don't think about the thing you are thinking about. I'm not supposed to think about chocolate chip cookies. Right? That's what I'm thinking now. That's just an example. Could be more worse than that. Could be, you know, more complicated than that. Don't think about chocolate chip cookie you are thinking about now. You are thinking now. Don't you? So now, how to do? So now, next one is getting a little more complicated. Don't think that you are not thinking about chocolate chip cookie you are thinking about. So this is, you know, this is one line that's taught by Chujie Kompoma. Samcha sambar mishashi. Samipaya misamu. Samda misam masamna teve toni tomba jus. So that's what I've been saying in California. That's what I've been telling them. So now the whole point here, there's a couple of different ways you can get to that point where you only experience space, empty like space, nothing else. Will they be good or bad? Huh? If you can just think about, if you just feel like as a, for example, now you're thinking about, I'm so frustrated, I'm under so much stress, you know, I'm not good, I'm not feeling good, you know, so I really want to fight, you know, I was so angry because of the news and all of that. And I so when you start to meditate, when I say I, they're so upset. How you define that I? There's another way to reach that level where you only experience empty, which looks like space, nothing else. You can start with I or self. You can start with self. That's probably a little bit more complicated one. Jebu. Jebu, you know, so that word, Jebu, means being. Jebu means being in Tibetan word. In Sanskrit it's called Puruka. Puruka, that's a Sanskrit word, Puruka. Jebu means Puruka. Puruka, the meaning of Puruka, what that meaning of Puruka is like power and potentials. Power and potentials. Well, see. Kevu means being. Being. That's Tibetan word. Kevu means being. In Sanskrit, it's called Puruka. Meaning power and potentials. See, now you do have power because we are Kevu, we are being. So the meaning of being is potential or power. That's the meaning of being. Make sense? Being? Oh, meaning of being. Oh, Puruka. So that powers or potentials allows us to reach to that level. Level where there's no nothing, basically nothing. You don't call this the verbal, that's what you call verbal nothing, but actually it doesn't mean nothing, it means profound, something very profound. They never experience and never reach that level, profound, because caught up with this conventional realities created by five senses interacting with the object, five objects through five senses, then collecting all information, then recycling them again, then not able to go through, go beyond. So there's one way to go beyond. One way to go beyond, as I mentioned, that the stanza. So another thing is like, self, they're so upset, so upset, so angry, so like, under a lot of stress, and like, blah, 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 blah. So now meditate, what that self, how you define their self, how you define their self. Is that my body? Think about that. Is that the feeling? Is that the oxygen you breathe? Is that the space inside your body? Is that the liquid inside your body? Is there the heat inside your body? Or is there your name? It's just name. Maybe it's not serious as you think. Maybe it's not solid as you think. Maybe it's not absolute as you think. Maybe it's just merely label. You just call John. That's all. You just call John. So just think about that. There's another way to reach to that level where you experience something very profound. What that looks like, it looks like space. That's all, nothing more, nothing less. There's nothing. There's no color. There's no shape. There's no smell. There's no taste. There's no tactile. There's no sound. It's just like space. So now the question is, how to reach there? How to reach? So maybe sit like frog, like this. Maybe that's what we that's why I said be tranquil. I'm not sure. What happens? When you come out of there, what happens? You see things, of course you see frogs, you see everything. But your mind change, your perception change, nothing to comment. You see things like they are, nothing to comment. That's called ultimate reality, ultimate truth, true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Everything now, what is different? When you come out of that meditations, then you meditate, analyze what is self. Is it my body? Is it my feeling? Is the oxygen I breathe? Is the heat in my body? Is the feeling? Is the consciousness? What is it? What is it? They're so upset. What is it? They're so upset. So overwhelmed. So unhappy. What is it? How you pinpoint it? Maybe it's not solid as you think. Maybe it's not absolute as you think. Maybe it's not inherent as you think. Maybe it's not independent as you think. It's maybe it's like conclusion will be merely level. Merely level. So that's the one way to reach to that level, you know. Level that we experience something very profound. What it looks like space, nothing else. Then you maintain there. Nothing to analyze. Just let it be. Nothing to analyze. Just let it be and just remain there. So now what happens when you come out of that? What happens is your perception change. Do you see flowers? Yes, you see flowers. Seeing is no problems. No, seeing is no problems. Seeing is no problems. What is the problems? Believing. Believing in. Not just seeing, believing. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you, how is it? Believing. Make sense? Believing in. Yeah, of course, that when you see it, probably, if you are not mindful, maybe the problem is the beginning. But if you're believing in, so then, you know, then it leads to some kind of problem. So what is the difference between musician and audience? What is the difference between musician and audience? Musicians? So a musician creates something, you know, something like, of course, there's a reason, there are so many causes and conditions, that's why we see things, you know, we hear things, then we exaggerate, then we like superimpose, exaggerate. There are many things, there are many things contributed to believe. There are so many components that come together, then you start believing in what you see. So then based on that belief, then so much emotional, so many different types of emotions rise. Who will experience that emotion? You. Nobody else, you. Because you are the one who, you know, believe in first place, then that's why all kind of emotion rise. So see, musicians create something, or maybe trick something. What do you see? You see trick. What magicians see, magicians trick. What's the difference? Magicians don't believe what he or she sees because they know they trick you. But you believe, you say, wow. That wow is based on nothing. That wow is based on nothing. So I'm going to make it disappear. Look, I'm going to make it disappear. Then the magician forces you to look up. Then you look up all of a sudden. Wow. It's here. It's not disappearing. It's here. When somebody's angry, when somebody's like kind of like somebody's really like become like nasty or angry, what do you see? You see somebody being miserable. We don't just stop there. We believe what we see. And that leads all kind of problems. Easy to say, you know, but I have to work with my mind. You have to work with your mind in order to liberate. In order to liberate. We need to analyze every single thought that rises. We need to analyze each one of them very carefully in order to protect your peace of mind, sake of your own happiness. It's very important, sake of your own happiness, sake of your peace of mind. Every thought that rises, need to analyze very carefully. No? Just see, before you're believing it, just see. No? Otherwise, yeah, life is already complicated, so then, you know, our thought makes it more complicated, you know, so then it's not good. Not good. Of course, in the, you know, the room is kind of dark. Room is kind of dark. All of a sudden, you see shadow, and you start to see the shadow is like cockroach. What you see now, you see cockroach. Even though there's no cockroach, you see cockroach. So now, therefore, you can't believe what you see. If you believe what you see cockroach. Now you believe there's a cockroach. So then all kind of emotion arise. So maybe you call your friend who lives like 20 minutes away from your house. You call them to come down to catch their cockroach. So then the friend shows up. When you turn off the light, there's no cockroach. All this mistake has been created by first place seeing something, then believing that. If you don't believe what you see, So that's just example. So what do you need? What do you need to overcome from that hallucinations? What do you need? You need eye. First you need eye to see. That's not good enough. So what do you need? You need more lights. So that's the instructions. Instructions. They know, like knowledge that you get by reading, discussing, thinking, talking, knowledge, you know, so that's like instructions. So, I is like wisdom, that you need wisdom. Wisdom is like I, otherwise if you don't have I, you cannot see. So with this I is like wisdom, they're able to see. The instruction is like light, bright light. Bright light that shines, then there's no shadow. Otherwise, you know, like every day there's no thought, our thought, not like body. Don't blame on your body. The body doesn't do much. Your thought, that makes everything kind of complicated. You know, that makes everything complicated. So, One more stanza. So almost like this, you know, like drinking of water. How you say? Milam maybe chushinus. Lately I've been thinking quite a lot about that, you know. Lately I've been thinking, even though I say a lot of prayers every day, I've been thinking about those couple of stanzas. I've been thinking quite a bit, you know, while I was hanging out. Dream with nothing. I mean, dream nothing. I've been just thinking of those two stanzas. I've been thinking here and there. Milan maybe chushindus. Milan maybe chushindus. Milan maybe chu. The water that you dream up. Water that you dream up. Dream up. How you say? Water that you dream up. Milan dream in the dream. You. The water that you dream about. Milam maybe chu. Water that you dream about? How do you say? Water that you dream about. If you drink that water, hoping that you are going to overcome from thirst of suffering or thirst by drinking that water. Will that help? The important thing. Milan maybe shushindo. Tungjang woman minjulas. Tadara dede yun denams, nina woman minjulas. Don't ever expect that you are going to be satisfied by eating something, looking at something, listening to something, touching something, smelling something. See? Don't ever expect that you are going to be content by eating something, doing, looking at something, listening to something, moving your, what do you call, dance? Moving your body here, there, and that. Doesn't mean don't do. Yeah, do. Of course do. Why not? Same time, very, very important to understand. You are not going to be content or maybe ease the suffering of thirst by drinking a water that you dream about. Similarly, Kathar Devi Vindyanams, five objects of desire realms, shape, form, color, all of that, what you see. Smell, taste, tactile, sound, all of that, you know, including music and all of that. So, very much the rolling stone. I can get no satisfactions. Make sense?
Yes.
Oh, saying something important. It's already been said thousands of years ago, but they said they put in very nice lyrics. I can get no satisfaction. That is the reality. That's the reality. Based on that, pretty good, you know, pretty good. What do you think? Probably this is as good as it can get before you liberate yourself from samsara. Chokshe, Dujung Chokshe. Chokshe, this is very important, Chokshe. So that's a part of the, that's like part of the, how do you say, here, what do you say? Be tranquil. Part of that. If you are not content, if you are chasing after something, not realizing that's not the way to be content, not realizing that, and still chasing, you are never going to be content. Oh, never going to be content. So the contentment is part of the practice in order to reach tranquil, has a
Tranquility.
Oh. No. In South America, they always say, tranquila. if somebody gets upset, they say, tranquila. When you look at the person who is saying that face, there's no tranquila. that's not how you reach tranquila. So you can say tranquila. But you know, that's how you reach, so, it's very interesting, yeah, very interesting. So, then every day, now what is meditation? Meditation is to watch your mind, that's all. Watching your mind, nothing more, nothing less, you know. Or you could sit like frog, I'm not sure how long that takes to learn. But that's not really meditation, it's like sitting meditation, it's like sitting positions. See now, every day, you watch your thought. Watch your thought. Disturbing thought. That destroyed your happiness, your peace of mind. That disappears your peace of mind. Any positive thought that you manage to develop, so that eventually brings tranquilities. That brings tranquility. Any positive thought, no? Easy to say, but not that difficult to develop, but you know, we don't, because, so now tell me, why is it hard to develop positive thought? Why is it hard? Is it hard to develop or easy to develop? Well, please contribute. No pressure. Just curious. Is it hard to develop positive thought? So now, yes, that's good. I shouldn't say that's good or bad, I'm not sure. So like, so now the, another question, why is hard? Why is hard? You say, is it hard to develop positive thought? The answer is yes. Now another question, why? There has to be something, otherwise, no.
Depends on the context.
Huh?
Depends on the context.
Yeah. Is it hard to think something good?
Okay, it depends on the context, in my opinion. Sometimes it's easier than other times.
Mm.
And depends on how passionate you are on whatever is happening around you.
Okay, so this is a very big topic. So now that's good. Underneath that, there are so many things to discuss. Yeah, depend on the context. Okay, so now put in some more contributions.
Well, current scientific thinking, if we include the concept of evolution, was that negative thoughts kept us alive longer than positive thoughts. We were always on the lookout for the tiger that would eat us, or the poisonous snake. So it's easier for us to think negative things than it is to think positive things.
Well, that's an interesting one. Yeah, that's a very interesting one. So looking at the tiger, or like a rattlesnake.
Look out for the tiger.
Look out for a tiger.
Yeah, so the people that could look out for the tiger,
Look out for a tiger.
So the people that did look out for the tiger stayed alive to make more people. That's the thinking.
So David, you said like that we survived because of negative thought?
Yes. Yeah. To know the berries that we're not supposed to eat are better than the other way around, or knowing where the tiger is. So you watch the animal, they're always on the lookout for something that's going to get them.
No, poisonous fruit, or fruit, whatever. Knowing that's poison, that's not negative thought. Is that negative thought? Now it's getting more complicated.
Yeah. But it's being on the lookout for the negative things.
Huh?
They call it fight or flight, right? So we're always on the lookout for negative things because we wanted to avoid those, and that's what kept us alive. But now we don't have tigers chasing us down, so we still have negative thoughts about things that aren't nearly as important anymore, like traffic jams. The news, yeah.
Mm. Very interesting. Yeah, please more. So what is the negative thought?
When I was a teacher, research was showing us that to undo a negative thought required 11 positive thoughts to keep the balance.
Mm.
And I kind of found that interesting at the time, but much more reinforced by what I'm learning from the Dharma.
Mm.
So I think if we're talking about the kind of negative thoughts like I don't like that person or that person's not good or those kinds of thoughts that we want to think positive instead, I'm thinking more of that than a tiger, to get rid of those thoughts. I think one of the biggest obstacles to thinking something positive instead is that I'm very invested in my own identity as who I am. So if, for example, I think I'm very smart, then I can reinforce that by thinking someone else is stupid.
Mm.
Or if I think I'm someone who's been hurt a lot and I feel sorry for myself and that's my identity, then it's easy for me to say they're evil and mean to me, and that's negative thought. So I think it's hard because we're very invested in our personal identity, and that's hard to let go of. But we have to let go of that to say that really is a kind person and they're not hurting me. Or that really is a very smart person. I'm not any smarter than that person. So it's hard to let go of that egoic identity, which really is just an idea we have about ourselves. It's not really real anyway.
Yeah, so that's a good point. So now people should focus more on or search how you define self, rather than just believing that self is very concrete, absolute, inherent, independent. So maybe, you know, that's good. Yeah, that's good point. Yeah.
I think too, the difficulty of we have, if we really carefully analyze, that we have probably as many positive thoughts as we do negative thoughts, but the positive thoughts we ignore because they're not a we don't appreciate them, but the negative thoughts are we see them as a danger to, like other people said, to ourself. We see, if we see somebody that has more things than we do, then we say, well, now I'm not good enough because I want those things. Mm-hmm. If we see somebody who's mean to us, you know, we say, oh, that then, you know, I'm going to be hurt by those words that they say. Mm-hmm. But then if we see the things that are, you know, we see all the people that are kind to us, we see the things that, you know, all the things we have in life, we just go, okay, well, that's fine. That's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's no problem. Because there's no reason to focus on that because there's no danger to us.
Very good, yeah. We give all of them an applause now. Maybe it's now a little bit complicated, so maybe I'm not saying it correctly. I should not say negative thought. I'm not sure, like, kind of... So now what can be done, like say, okay, we may have more positive thoughts than we realize. Maybe we have more positive thought than negative thought. But if we tend to ignore them, so now how to embrace them? Then why we are not doing that? Maybe there's some reason. You know, the discussion is very important. You know, discussion, what do you think? Discussion is very important. Interaction is very important. Maybe, you know, you can't just say, oh, maybe I have nothing to offer. No. They're saying in Tibetan, even the bird has something to offer. Don't look down at the bird because side of the body. Because they even have some advice to offer. That means everybody has something to offer. So that's the most I enjoy. You know, when I teach California, there's a lot of discussions. You know, so... talk about self-compassion, self-love, you know, so, and discussions, you know, you always learn something new, how to explain, even though you know the meaning, but sometimes you don't know how to express that in the word, and maybe people don't understand what you're trying to say, you know, so how to now embrace the positive thought. It's very interesting, like, you know, wherever you go, so I do travel quite a lot, so wherever you go, nobody there, you don't find even one person that does not enjoy kindness. Kindness, that's like, that's human nature. Everybody enjoys kindness before they realize you are Buddhist. Everybody, you know, if somebody's nice, everybody enjoys that. If somebody's mean, even the dogs try to avoid. Animals don't want to go close to that person. Animals also sense that person's not. You could be Buddhist. Who knows? You could be Buddhist at the same time. Very angry now, so then even dogs don't know that you are Buddhist, but the dog knows that you are angry. So if that's the case, you know, now, like, who enjoys angry person? Who enjoys? Who enjoys being around with an angry person? Who? Buddhist? Christian? Believer? Not believer? Atheist? Who enjoys? Nobody. Nobody enjoys. If you ask the question, even the animals, if they can speak, they will say no. They don't enjoy being around a person who's angry. Who wants to be around? Who enjoys being around with a person who's very kind, very gentle, very sweet? Everybody does. That's a fact. It's not written in the book. That's a fact. So, disturbing. So maybe what we should call? Disturbing thought or negative thought? What we should call? So that's how we make progress. We analyze. We discuss. We have further discussions. We analyze. And maybe that's the way to make progress. You know, analyze. Don't just believe. Don't just accept what somebody says. Need to analyze and to have more debate, more argument, more debate. So then, so something will figure out. So they will figure out. So my main question is like, maybe you should say disturbing thought, no, like, or maybe positive thought. Now, somebody want to say, please, why is hard? Why is hard to think something good? Or is it easy to think something good? Well, so now that's the first question. Second question is how to maintain that, maintain positive thinking. Oh? I firmly believe, not based on my experience. I don't have any experience. I firmly believe if I manage to think throughout the day something positive, when I see somebody, when I hear something, or when I hear somebody's talking about politics, somebody's talking about Tibetan politics, American politics, somebody's seeing them. So throughout all interactions, to be more mindful and manage to think something positive. So I firmly believe that my life will be much, much easier. Much, much easier and less complicated. What do you think? Yeah. So now the question is how to do. That's why I say prayers. That's why some people meditate. Some people climbing the Rocky Mountains. Some people surfing in the oceans. Surfing. Some people diving. Some people doing bungee jump. Then people do all kinds of things. All kinds of just different things. All kinds of things. So, California, when I was in California, every day, like in San Jose. So, back of my mind, I want to go to see the sea elephant. Sea elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, sea elephant. No. Sea elephant, that doesn't exist. Huh? Sea elephant.
Yeah, elephant seal.
Elephant seal, yeah. There's a long time. Since from many years in Argentina, Patagonia, my friends, we'll take you to see sea elephants, or sea lion elephant.
Elephant seal.
Elephant seal, okay, elephant seal. We drove probably close to 1,000 miles, I think we drove. No. There are not much rules. If you see something, you can just go very close. Because penguin. Mini similar like this. Many of them there. Then went there, then saw some sea lion, but not like elephant seal.
Yeah.
Not elephant seal. So sea is interesting. Then the California, they took me there to see. Probably walk 5 miles, probably not easy. No, walk 5 miles. So excited. When the sun is very strong, when the wind is blowing up, just to see the sea elephant. That whatever they call an elephant seal. So then all of a sudden, all this excitement, then they all of a sudden saw the dead animals. So then Paul said there, so now when you see, it's over. So now I need to go back 4 or 5 miles, go back under the sun. Yeah, there's a lot of possibility that you could lose your peace of mind. You could lose your peace of mind going back to the car. Oh, so many things. There are many, many risks that things could turn into something negative. Anyway, so now, anybody want to say something? Why is hard to think something positive?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. I think if it benefits us,
Oh, that's the point, yeah.
Right.
That's
yeah,
the point.
So,
huh?
Yeah, so we look at the negative thoughts, and do they benefit us? If the negative thoughts don't bring any benefit, then why? Why have them? They don't help us. If they benefit us, positive thoughts, then yes, I want more of that. And when we can see the benefit, then we want to keep doing that because it's working for us. We will do that which works for us. When it doesn't, we'll stop doing it, right? So I think because we don't look at the benefits, right? We think anger is our friend, and so therefore we just continue with our anger because we really think that it's helping us. We don't see the negative aspect of that. We don't see how it's really damaging us and how it's really hurting us. So I think benefit is the main thing.
I think Andreas got the point. What do you think? So that's good. That's what I'm waiting to hear. Waiting to hear. I'm not sure. Benefit. If you don't see the benefit, if you not just that, anything. If you don't see the benefit, there will be no interest. No interest. Right? There will be no interest. If there's no interest, there will be no effort. If there's no effort, there will be no result. So see four things now line up. First, need to see the benefit. Then you have some interest. So then, maybe you would put some effort, maybe joyfully, not just effort, joyful effort, happy to do. Maybe then you see some result. So now the problem begins here, not seeing the benefit, you know, benefit of. Yeah, so now this is, you know, the meditation, so being mindful, every thought that rises, look at them precisely, analyze them thoroughly, and how you define beneficial thought and not beneficial thought. So then based on that, before you react, based on that, how to stop, or maybe, how you say, in I learned one slang, a new slang, sleep on it, from California slang. Sleep on it. Then you probably, that means don't say anything. No, then usually I say, you know, digest, you know, so then you kind of like don't express, then you know, you have tools to chew on, then you know, slow, so you digest them quite well without hurting yourself. So now another thing, kale. Why I don't eat kale? I don't see the benefit. So there's no interest for kale, because they don't see the benefit. So then don't put any effort, so there will be no result. So that's me. You can wear, so people give me a t-shirt, say eat more kale. They give me t-shirt and a sticker, and I put on that refrigerator. Each time when I see eat more kale, I don't eat kale at all. So then finally I realize, well, this, I don't deserve that. So then I offer to somebody else. see, that's like, you don't see the benefit. There's a problem, see the benefit. So then no matter how many different ways you make it, it's still kale. The level doesn't change. And then, you know, like, that's very interesting, you know. Oh, benefit, that's very important. Come abiding meditation. Why people are not for single-pointed meditation? Why people are not for single-pointed meditation? They don't see the benefit. They don't see the benefit of single-pointed meditations. They don't see the benefit. That's why laziness, there's no laziness. In order to, how you can overcome from laziness, first, you have to see the benefit. That's the first step. Then you have interest. Then slowly, laziness will get weaker and weaker interest. Then you put some effort. Then you see some result. Then you will cheer up yourself. You know? So that's according to, I'm not just making this up, okay? According to come-abiding meditations, first problem, there's five problems. single point you could call single pointed meditation, even though there's so much benefit. Single pointed meditations in order to reach tranquil. That's exactly how to be tranquil. Single pointed meditation, that's the way to be tranquil. Five problems. First problem is laziness. How you overcome from the laziness? First, you have to have, in the text it says faith. Actually, it's not really faith. Even though in the word it says faith, having a faith in the single point of meditation, it really doesn't mean, literally means faith. It means interest. So then that interest will produce, seeing the benefit when it says faith, having a faith into karma body meditation, what it really means, it means like seeing the benefit, knowledge about benefit of single point meditations. So that produce interest. So then you put some effort, So it may take probably a long time, like for example, easiest like care, it took me long time, that is taking me a long time to see the benefit, But I'm not sure how to see the benefit of care, so I'm not sure. So now, seeing the first thing, seeing the benefit of positive thought, that's the way to go, benefit of positive thought. If you have choice, what do you do? If you have choice to burst into anger or to remain cool, which one do you choose? But that's not what happens. Why was that? It requires mindfulness. Somebody can push you, same time you can remain calm. Because you are thinking something. You are not making big deal out of that. So what? Shanti Deva said, what doesn't harm. It's just what. Guide to Buddhist way of life. What is just what doesn't harm. What is just what, If the word pokes, so that hurts. So that's like unpleasant feeling. But word is just, it doesn't hurt. But Shanti Deva, thorough analysis. One by one, why not to get angry? So it happens. If somebody push you, you could remain calm. Why? Because you are seeing something in your mind, you are seeing. So you remember that stanza number 3 in the 8 verses, 12 transformations. Can you say it loud? That's called like the thought transformation practice, called 8 verses, thought transformations. The stanza number 3. If you manage to repeat that, or if you manage to recycle that in your mind, that helps. If somebody gives you some look, not big deal. What is the big deal? Your peace of mind. That's most important than anything else. Your peace of mind. That's the most important thing to protect. Rather than focusing on how somebody give you look. What's that? That's just look. No. Don't make big deal out of that. It's just look. It doesn't hurt. Your physical doesn't hurt. No.
The third stanza?
Yeah, third stanza.
It's on page 161 in the Gold Prayer Book. Vigilant, the moment a delusion appears in my mind, endangering myself and others, I shall confront and avert it without delay.
The delusion, that's like no technical term. Actually, it's like disturbing thought. Don't change, but it's not, that's okay, the delusion. Because that's a literally sounds the word nimong, disturbing thought. So now, please, can you say that again? So for the sake of knowledge, if you manage to play that in your mind again and again, especially when you walk into the public place. You know, people are being just like people. Most of the people are spacing out, not being mindful. No, to probably push you here, there. You know, like maybe step on your feet. You know, all kind of things happens. If you're repeating, if you are like, if you're playing that standard in your mind, that protects you. That protects you. Huh?
Vigilant, the moment a delusion appears in my mind.
That's a disturbing thought. Okay, huh? Disturbing thought.
Endangering myself and others, I shall confront and avert it without delay.
Very powerful word, very powerful word. If you manage to play, as a play throughout the day. What is the big deal? Protecting my peace of mind, that's big deal. Anything else, not that big deal, you know. It doesn't mean to be foolish, you know, so be, need to be aware. It doesn't mean to be aggressive or be negative, you know. So, Chalam Kundo Ranjula Tochings, Chalam Kundo Ranjula, throughout all my conduct, analyze very precisely, Chalam Kundo Ranjula Tochings, Nyumo Kemata, minute, disturbance for rise, what do you do? That disturbing thought will destroy you, not just them, you too. Don't believe that, oh, it's going to destroy them. That's like foolish. It will destroy you and them both, not just them. Chalam kundo ranjula toji ni mojima dashe maru shepana send up den the dogoshos. Stop that. Send up den, how you say? Vigilantly, how you say?
Vigilant,
With the full force. Don't even give them a chance. With the full force, full power. Stop. Your peace of mind will be protected. Your day is not going to be ruined. Your day is not going to be ruined by that small incident. You're buying something, all of a sudden that shopkeeper doesn't teach you very well. Maybe throw your change or maybe not looking at you, whatever. Is this worth it to sacrifice your peace of mind for that? Maybe not. No. Who knows, maybe that person is having a bad day. Maybe you have no idea what's happening in their life. Maybe they are having so much problem in their life, they cannot smile. If you think like that, what happens? Your peace of mind has been protected. And you'll continually enjoy hanging out. You know, so if you get upset, if you get burst into anger, your friend will be afraid. Your friend is not going to be happy because now you don't have peace of mind. So that is Gishin Langri Thapa. Many centuries ago, Gishin Langri Thapa said, Chölam Kundo Rangjula, Chölam Kundo, whether you are meditating, eating, talking to somebody, driving a car, going to shopping, like coming out of shopping with a full of cart and like in the Sam's Club, doesn't matter. No, so little analyze. Chölam Kundo Rangjula Tochings. So then that is productive meditation. Even though you are not sitting like a frog, that's meditation. So I'm worried that, you know, sometimes people are confused about meditation. Meditation means, oh, you sit like that. No, you don't have to sit like that. Thinking all the time, thinking with the full force, full power, not giving even a chance to rise disturbing thought. When they rise, and how to stop them, life is going to be much, much easier. Life is going to be much, much easier, simpler. Nobody can disturb your peace of mind. Or somebody like, somebody praise you, okay. Somebody criticize you, not big deal. If somebody give you something, it's okay. Somebody doesn't give you anything, it's okay. You have no expectations. You have no expectations. So then life will be much simpler, much easier. That only can be done through thinking, not just by eating something. By thinking, oh. No? As I said, you could destroy your peace of mind just going to see the, how is it, see the,
elephant seal.
Yeah, going to see the elephant seal. Elephant seal, that's the whole idea, going to see the elephant seal. And like when you see that, it's over. So now when you're coming back, there are so many risks that, you know, you could, you know, screw up your mind, peace of mind, like that. Every day is challenge. Every day is challenge. Sorry to say, every day is challenge. Nothing easy, but need to be aware. Not just aware, fully aware. Fully aware, so then life is going to be better. What do you think? Is that meditation?
Yes.
That's the best form of meditation. You can do while you're cleaning, you are going to shopping, driving a car, you know, you can do that meditation all the time. So then, slowly, slowly, you become familiar. And now you experience the result. Now that kind of like, you know, has energized you, you know, this kind of experience like energized. So then its focus is going to be more on the present moment than past. Or like so much caught up in the past, so much worry in the future, then doing nothing in the present moment. So that's what happens. So much past, worry too much, not doing the present moment, not know how to enjoy the present moment. Present moment, no, you can do, you know, this. If this goes well, now it will go well, then, you know, maybe tomorrow could go well, next week could go well, next month, next year, you know, it's all begin now, okay? So please try. So wherever I go, you know, I always trying to think. But you know, I'm not saying it's piece of cake. You know, but there's a lot of benefit. So you need to see the benefit. Otherwise, sometimes you feel like that you are like walking time bomb. How is it?
Walking time bomb.
Ready to explode. Somebody talks like this, boom. Like that, you know. So then the builds up that, always thinking something negative, you know. Of course that you want to be treated like something important, then you want people to, you want other people to take you very seriously. But how serious you take them? You know? Everybody's doing the same thing. You want to feel important? You want to feel something precious, you want to feel something wonderful, you think good things, you think positive things. That makes you think, oh, now you felt my life has some meaning. Then you feel purpose. So then even though people don't treat you that you are the one, then you already feel that you are the one. You already feel. Oh. Buddha nature, power, potentials, Buddha natures, you know, the being, meaning, power, potentials, to think something positive, make your mind healthier by thinking something positive, not very, very much worry about what happens. Yeah, so many things happen. This life, in my case, 50 years. Do I have any clue before that? It's not just one. Is it just one before this? What do you think? Is this the first time you begin like human? Is this the first time you become human, or like before that, what is it? Is it like redwood tree? Huh? Is it redwood tree? What is it? See? Talking about past, this is 50 years. That's not just past. Past is like there's no beginning. You could just worry about that all the time, do nothing. That's not nice. That's not wise. Oh. Yeah, that's it's not that difficult. It's not difficult. It's not that difficult to, you know, develop positive thought. There are so many different ways to develop positive thought. Okay, so now, you know, like, so sorry now, because, you know, you are very, probably mind has been disturbed by so many things, you know, mind disturbed by so many things, you know, so now the best thing, you know, if you can avoid the object, you know, better to avoid object. If you can stand, if you cannot stand, then avoid the object. For beginner, they're better. You can't stand, but still you're pushing yourself to stand there. How do you say? You can't stand?
Yeah. Okay.
But you're still standing there. You make yourself stand there all the time. That's not nice. Avoid object. Avoid object. Avoid object. Oh. You never know where the helps come from. You know, you never know. You never know how, when you're going to feel good. You never know. It's not just meditations. There are so many things, so many things. Some people feel very good just seeing the sunset. Sunrise, sunset. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? You know? You can't talk about Dharma, you can't talk about meditations. At that moment, you know, somebody's like depressed. They feel like they are in a deep hole, but you don't see. You don't see in their physical body, it looks fine. You know, there's nothing wrong, they can see, they know. But they feel like they are in a deep hole. So that person's, oh, like, you know, you never know, never know. So anyway, so, one thing I already said, probably I'll stop. I'll do one more, then I'll stop. Oh, when you look around, you know, you may know somebody, you may don't know somebody, but all of us in this room, all of us, each and every one of us, looking for happiness. Is that true? You ask, who's looking for suffering? You ask each one of them, who's looking for suffering? Nobody wants. No, nobody's looking for suffering. That's the fact. That's the fact. It's not just American, Asian, white, black. Everybody looking for happiness. Everybody looking for happiness. Everybody is trying so hard to avoid even the slightest problem. That's the fact. Do we understand? Equal, no differences, no differences, the same, no differences. So if there's the fact, if everybody's looking for happiness, what happens if you're trying to be nice? That person will enjoy. That person will enjoy, regardless Buddhist, not Buddhist, atheist, believer, not believer, even the animal, dog, cat, they enjoy if you be nice, kind. If you be rude, negative, pessimistic, nobody enjoys. That's the fact. So now, number-wise, you are just one. You are just one. So now think about that. To be nice, kind, generous, warm-hearted, or be pessimistic. And, of course, there's no choice. You are already born as a human. There's no choice that you have to live with a human. So now what do you do? That's a fact. That's a fact. As I said, everywhere, wherever you go, if you be kind, everybody enjoys. If you be arrogant, pride, like, nobody enjoys. Nobody enjoys. That's a fact. So based on that, now bodhicitta makes sense. Bodhicitta makes sense. Bodhicitta makes sense. Compassion makes sense. Loving kindness makes sense. Makes sense? Makes sense. It makes sense. So that's the benefit, you know. Oh, so nice because he's so sweet, so kind. People say so. Nobody says, oh, he's so good because he's angry all the time. Nobody says. Nobody. Do you hear? Nobody says. Oh, he's so nice because he's so arrogant, so proud. He looked down on everybody. He's so nice. Nobody says. Nobody says. If you do that, arrogant, looking down on somebody, be proud, be like, that's not good things to do. That's not good things to do. People will not enjoy that. If you be kind, generous, warm-hearted, respectful, then the people enjoy. Nothing to do with religion. You can be atheist. It doesn't matter. You can be atheist. Same time, you can be a wonderful person, and everybody enjoy your presence. Spiritual-wise, you're atheist. You don't believe in anything. That's fine. Oh, the world needs more warm-hearted people. Wherever you go, if you meet more warm-hearted people, it kind of makes you rethink that, you know, that kind of helps you to think something positive, you know, to be kinder. So that's the whole point. Whole point to become compassionate person, you know, compassionate person. Why? Because everybody enjoys, regardless Buddhist, not Buddhist, animal, dog, pet, parrot, monkey, all of them, they enjoy. If somebody's kind, they enjoy that. So then other than that, you know, we have like so many things that we don't agree, you know, philosophical view, like political view, there's some, but most important thing, all my friends, bottom line, every one of us, me, when you look at me, Gishila, looking for happiness. No? You looking for happiness. That's the fact. So that needs to be remembered very clearly. That needs to be understood very clearly. That is the bottom. That's the foundation for peace. That's the foundation for peace. Peace means, you know, not just word. Peace means when they come in, they feel comfortable. That's the peace. How they feel comfortable if somebody's like being nasty? Nobody feels comfortable. If somebody's being sweet, kind, so that's how they feel comfortable. So that is the point. Whole boils out of that. This is the seed. Foundations for the harmonious community. So that's what we're trying to do here. Okay, that's the whole point. No matter how you sit, you can sit like this, like one leg here, one leg there. Maybe what is the point? point is to think something positive. So then eventually, when you see somebody very much disturbed, you can still maintain calm and still able to generate some kind of compassion towards that person. You know, the person is not a problem. The problem is their mind, their thought, their anger, their jealousy, their pride, their like ignorance. That's the problems. So you are thinking, you are focusing more on that than person, and how to help that, you know, person overcome from that, you know. To be that's how enlightened being sees the disturbing thought as a problem, not the person. Person has potentials, power to become enlightened. Oh. Now, one more thing, then I'll stop. One last thing. Sorry. Because I haven't seen you 2 months. So our mind stream is like soil. Soil? Good soil. That's our mind stream. Ninja, loving kindness, compassion is like water. Water. Moisture, water, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, that's a seed. There's a seed you plant on that soil, rich soil, you plant on there, water, tree that grows is enlightenment. See? Each and every one of us has a Buddha nature. Each and every one has have a Buddha nature. That's like rich soil. At the moment, it's just covered by dust. Can't see. Doesn't it's not there, it's there. Cannot see. Each and every one of us. Doesn't matter if you're Buddhist, not Buddhist, atheist, believer, not believer. Each and every one of us has same potentials. Not because a religious believer, they have more potential. No. Each and every one of us has Buddha nature. That means become enlightened. Each and every one of us has. No, it's not based on the religion, it's not based on gender, it's not based on belief. No, it's not based on this, that we all have. We all have some religion. Therefore, Shantideva says, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Even the insect. In the text, it says insect, bugs, all of that, but you know, doesn't have to be insect, bugs. The insect and the bugs, if they put effort, they could get enlightened. You are human. Why you are thinking that you are not gonna, you cannot get enlightened? No, so. So you see, there are some birds, they dance. Some birds, they dance. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's quite amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't ever think that you cannot dance. Even a bird can dance, you can dance. That's the whole point of Shantideva. Seeing insects, the bugs, modern day, you see the bird and some like, there are some animals, you can teach them. Oh, all kinds of things. It's quite amazing. Like a pig, lily pig. What they do. That's quite amazing. Don't feel that, you know, you can't do. The birds sing a song. Oh. So Shantideva was like cheering you up. Pardon, cheering you up. Cheering you up. Shantideva was cheering you up. Don't discourage. Even the animal, if you can teach them, they can do, you know, not like perfect dance, but they can do some dance. You know, some dance. Like the monkey do pretty good dance. If you go to India, so you see, the monkey do pretty good dance. Because somebody taught them, and they put effort, they learn how to dance. Now you are human, don't ever think that you cannot dance. Look at the monkey, you can dance. You can do some dance, like even not perfect, but you can learn something. Oh. Tijang, tsumbe topje na, chanju topka lame tops, chanju topka lame tops. Even the enlightenment is difficult to find, you will find enlightenment. Chanju topka lame tops. Dade riji mikela, you are human. Penda nema ngoshibe, you know what is right, what is wrong, you know that. And why you are thinking that you cannot do? Why are you thinking that you cannot do? You can do. Yeah. Shantideva was trying to cheer him up. Okay, so I'll stop here. Sorry, because now time is way over. I got so excited. So not seeing you 2 months. So next time they will be much shorter. Yeah. The energy will fall slow to die down. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your warm welcome. And I'm very, very happy to be here. And like, yeah, so you are my friends. So I feel like coming back to see my friends. Thank you. Yeah.
You turn to page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. And if you have the white binder, turn to the green sheets. And we'll recite the praises to the 21 Taras. Sublime Abode of Potala. O Tara, born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I say homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to heroic, as I'd like to instantaneous, from opening statements of the Lord of Theorists, her bone loved. She's the face combines a 100-daughter moon that full is blazing with light rays resplendent as her thousand-star collection. Comish golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with desire. Whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to drop forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the Allah, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandhava's Yaksha. Homage with Sutra and Pesam, destroying both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with Srija Mudra. Lyre mass is all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning mitting garlands of love, mirthful laughing with Dukkade, subjugating Mara's daily. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians ascend, shaking, frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor most so shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with trees ablaze, the unending fire abiding, Christ has left and choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter from the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with omen so hot, destroyer of the great evil, she with joys around, tearing both bodies asunder, feet is human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage today with these letters of the shape of syllable, whom by Pasapi shakes the 3 worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the Hemaipuna of Deva life form, with spice book Kuntara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she who guards the nerve kings and the kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflict. Homage, she whose 2 eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Chittade, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of 3 natures, just as the sphere of yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These phrases with the root mantras and prostrations Start 21. Turn to page 190. The prayer of the benefit. Whoever's endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested drunk or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Now turn to page 246 and 7. We read a dedication prayer from Guided Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then page 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers. First for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chen Rezi Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the guru's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Now seven green tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo for a healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, Geshe-la, and welcome back.
Thank you.
One quick announcement, and I'm apropos wearing the Family Dharma Camp shirt from last year's piece, but this year we're doing a little bit different T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not specifically for Family Camp per se. Everybody's invited to be a part of this shirt. It's actually part of our fundraiser to help fund the Family Camp.
Mm-hmm.
There's information on the in a sign on the front. In the lobby, as well as on the website. There's links to where you can find it and place your order. So I encourage everybody to participate. You can see the design and everything like that. It doesn't say a year. It doesn't say Kadampa Center or anything else. It's a very generic, good wish kind of shirt, so you can wear it and feel free that you can spread the message for everybody. So I invite everybody to participate, and it will be the funds are directly benefiting the Family Camp here for Kadampa Centers.
Wonderful, very good.
I'm Elise from Outreach, and we have opportunities to pick up on what Geshe-la was teaching about in nurturing positive thought. Mm-hmm. We are still collecting used prescription and reading eyeglasses in the lobby for free healthcare day to give the gift of sight to those who otherwise couldn't have that. And on the first Sunday in August, August 4th at 3 o'clock, we're having an interfaith prayer service, and the theme is stories of courage and inspiration, and it's a great way to nurture your positive motivation and thought by taking yourself out of your ordinary everyday environment and knowing that there are other people in the world seeking happiness and finding ways to encourage ourselves and others. Thank you.
Okay, last announcement. Maybe. Okay. I just want to make you all aware there's a very, very special event coming up. Saturday, August 3rd at 4 o'clock here at the center, we're going to be celebrating Geshe Gelug's 20th anniversary of teaching here at the center. So please come. It's going to be an amazing event. It's something really to celebrate, and it's something for Geshe Gelug to really understand what a difference he's made in our lives, in the center's life, for the 20 years that he has been here. Just immense, immense gratification that we all feel, and we've already invited Geshe Gelug, and now we're inviting all of you. Please come. Please spread the word. This is probably one of our most special events that we've had in a long time. Lots of good things happening. Thank you so much.
And now, just to finish our morning, we've all had a chance to welcome Geshe-la with flowers. And if anybody now would like to make a personal kata offering or another offering, we'll do that. And then we'll go off and have a wonderful time in that hot, hot, hot day. Thanks. Oh, yes. And also, if we have volunteers to help, Gary's going to be here to oversee taking down the altar from our wonderful Tara practice yesterday. And if anyone can stay to help him with that, that would be great. Thank you.